Rich doesn't know what time it is, apparently, because in the commercial break, he goes to get our guest on, Scott Miller from MLB Expert over at Bleacher Report, and he's been on MLB Network Radio, SiriusXM. He tells Scott, hey, Scott, we're going to put you on after our top of the hour update. Rich, it's 5:30. So, Scott, I'm sorry for my co-host. How are you?
I'm all good. I was wondering. I was looking forward to catching up on some headlines. Alas.
Yeah, you probably thought you were going to be on hold for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, now I got to like gather my thoughts because I thought I'd have more time to to wait.
Well, Scott, look, what was your reaction today when you heard the Marlins news? Let's start there.
Well, I mean, it's a sobering day for everybody in baseball because, you know, the worst case scenario has been what if there's a big outbreak of the virus within one team? At least that's one of the worst case scenarios. The ultimate worst case scenario is if there's an outbreak among multiple teams and then you get to a point where you have to talk about shutting down the season. I don't know what that point will be. Baseball's played that one pretty close to the vest. I do know the owners, every Monday they've got a conference call and they talk. And today's obviously was the subject matter was all coronavirus and all Marlins and Phillies and what do we do. I am told that, there was no talk about should we shut down the season or might we do it. Right now they're still looking to play on.
Yeah, I mean, Scott, this can affect indirectly about six or seven teams. I mean, if you kind of, connect the dots a little bit over the last week or so as to who's played whom. I mean, what's the conversation like around the sport right now since this news came out?
Yeah, it's you're right. I mean, it could affect the Phillies, who the Marlins played yesterday. You know, it could affect, they were just in Atlanta. On and on. And they're supposed to play Baltimore. That game's been canceled or postponed tonight. And, I'm told that what they're trying to do is wait for some test results to come back and see what Marlins are going to be able to play and then put them on a bus to Baltimore. And instead of play the Orioles, tonight's game's already postponed. It's supposed to be down Miami. But instead of play the Orioles down in Miami, since they're in Philadelphia, bus them over to Baltimore and just have the Marlins Orioles play tomorrow night at Baltimore. Now, that's contingent on a lot of things, on whether, how many Marlins test positive, and then we know there are about 14 of them right now that are positive, so they're going to have to get some extra players up from their camp down in Miami. It depends on, I don't know what the Maryland governor and health officials are going to have to say about this, if anything, but there's all of that, so you're right. There's all kinds of ripple effects. It affects all kinds of people. And within the sport, people are wary. It's just such a foreign feeling right now, empty ballparks and wearing masks and, there's not supposed to be any high fives or spitting. And, players basically, I think it comes down to the old cliche in baseball that is the players are looking at employing is basically, control what you can control. The stuff you can't control, that's out of your reach. But, what each of these players individually can control is their own, at least make a pretty good effort at controlling their own health and safety, wearing masks, not, being dumb and going out to, if any bars are open on the road or, going out of the team hotel, they're supposed to stay, within the hotel, the ballpark, and they can wear masks, do what you're supposed to do. That's, I think, everybody's on heightened alert for that right now.
Do you think we'll see more players opt out as a result of this all of a sudden?
Yeah, that'll be what certainly something to watch over the rest of this week. David Price had a pretty strong tweet earlier today. I don't know if you guys saw it or not.
Yep.
He said, look, this is one reason I opted out. He's not convinced that they're taking the health protocols seriously enough. We'll see if any more opt out. I think there could be. I noticed there are a couple players, more players wearing masks on the field. Bryce Harper wore a mask in yesterday's game for the first time. Mike Trout has been wearing a mask pretty much nonstop because, you know, his wife is due with their first child in early August, which is, you know, just she's only about a week or 10 days away and from delivering, you know, and he's nervous about it all. He even said right when the players went back to camps that he wasn't even sure if he was going to play because, you know, he's concerned about, you know, being there for the birth of his baby. And if he were to get infected, you know, he might not even be able to see his baby for 14 days or, you know, after quarantine. So there's all kinds of these thoughts that are going through all kinds of people's heads. There's no question about it.
Scott, I mean, we talked about six or seven teams directly and indirectly involved here. And, I mean, these next three or four days are huge, especially when it comes to the Marlins situation. And we'll find out more moving forward. But, I mean, worst case scenario, as you said, what do you think it would take to cancel the season?
You know, that's the one thing that's not in that 113-page health manual that's been distributed to every team. Nothing in there, and the commissioner's office, nobody has addressed that one at all. But, you know, so it's all speculation right now. But I think clearly an outbreak with one team isn't enough to do it because, as I said today, you know, the owners had their call, and they're not talking about shutting down the season right now at all. So what we know is an outbreak within one team isn't enough to do it. I mean, the question for me is, you know, how many outbreaks would there have to be among how many teams? Because eventually, you know, there's got to be a number where baseball is going to be like, okay, this is untenable. We can't do this. But is that three teams having an outbreak? Is it five? Is it 10? You know, I don't know. But there's, I think the general answer right now is for baseball to opt to shut down the season. It would be multiple team outbreaks, clearly.
Scott Miller, MLB expert, Bleacher Report, and you've heard him, SiriusXM Radio before, too. He's here with us on the huddle on 101.3 The Game and 1013thegame.com. How about the injuries on the field? The injuries sustained possibly from the quick ramp up to the season. Justin Verlander's hurt. Corey Kluber is hurt. Was MLB anticipating this rash of injuries at the beginning of a restarted season?
Yeah, you know, it's certainly not anticipating, but the fear was there. There's no question. I mean, that's always the question. When people say, well, spring training's too long. You don't need 6 weeks of spring training. You know, a lot of the hitters can be ready in 2 weeks. Well, it's all about the pitching, and that's why there's that long of spring training, because pitchers take a while to build up to get ready to go. And you know, whether the Verlander and Kluber injuries were a direct result of a shortened and rush to the season, hard to say. I mean, I haven't seen either one of them blame publicly a short time span yet. Steven Strasburg's another one. He was scratched from his start on Saturday. Has a nerve issue. He took a shot, a cortisone shot between his wrist and his thumb area in his pitching hand. Again, you know, whether you lump him in with the others, whether the rush to get ready for the season had anything to do with it or not, I don't know. But, you know, you can certainly bet that, you know, every team is doing what they can at this point to make sure to take care of their pitching. And especially after, you know, teams look around and, you know, news travels fast and they know what happened to Verlander and what happened to Kluber. So I'm sure there are some teams that are pretty jumpy out there right now.
Scott, I was going to say, let's switch to some good news. And then I realized I wanted to talk about the Red Sox. So, I mean, have you ever seen a team go from so good to so bad in less than 24 hours? I mean, that game Friday night, they were world beaters. And all of a sudden, what we expect to be a pretty awful pitching rotation reared its ugly head over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have enough pitching, and you know, and then Eduardo Rodriguez, yeah, you know, is going to be one of their better pitchers, and then, you know, he was out with the COVID, and he comes back, and now he's got the heart condition, and you know, it just seems like everything that can go wrong for the Red Sox, starting with them, you know, trading, you're making the trades they made to kind of strip the team down, and then, you know, I was with them the first day of spring training back in February, which now seems like about 10 years ago. But remember, Chris Sale was sick. They said he had pneumonia. And, now you look back, you wonder whether he had the coronavirus. You know, nobody said that. But, I mean, he was so sick, he wasn't even at camp. They were keeping him home. And then, of course, he goes, he comes back and then eventually needs Tommy John. It's a mess.
Well, Scott, I'll get you out of here on this. Does that mean that the Yankees have a clear path to the American League title, should we get that far? I think the Twins still have a better lineup than them, but I'm in the minority on that. Everyone seems to think the Yankees are going to run away with this thing.
You know, I would also throw, I don't know about the lineup, but Tampa Bay's pitching is built to win. Tampa Bay is the sleeper here, and I think the Rays may have something to do with it. Oakland's pretty good, too. You know, I mean, I don't know that the Yankees are going to have a cakewalk to the World Series. Their pitching, it's not perfect either. But they're loaded. There's no question about it.
Scott Miller, Major League Baseball expert, Bleacher Report, SiriusXM Radio as well. Scott, we appreciate it, and we'll do it again sometime.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you, and stay healthy.
You too, Scott. As well. Appreciate it. There he goes.